Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And the reason I want you to bring your Bibles is because I want, this is a learning center. Say, this is a learning center. Okay, so I want there to be a purposefulness. Say purposefulness. Let me. I'm just asking. I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. Well, a little bit uncomfortable. How many know a little bit uncomfortable is good because it can help you to change. Amen. How many of you raise your hands if you have your Bibles? Raise your hand real high if you have your Bibles. Okay. Raise your hands, be honest, if you have a notepad and a pen to take notes. Raise your hands real high. Oh, look at that. You guys are, okay. If your hand isn't up, this isn't a chastisement on you, but can I teach you for a little bit? Okay. Why are notes so important to me? It says a lot of things. When Pastor Bradford would call the staff into his office. Pastor Bradford, if you don't know, a lot of you knew, Pastor Bradford was my senior pastor when I was a children's pastor. I was sat underneath him for 6 years. Pastor Bradford was somewhere between, his wife said he was somewhere between Winnie the Pooh and Adolf Hitler. I mean, that's a big, okay. But he was very, and Adolf Hitler in very military, very authoritative, very authoritative, very he had Southern hospitality. He made you feel like you were the only one he was talking to. He just had a graciousness. But he also was very disciplined and wanted things a certain way. Back in the day, we didn't have cell phones. I know that seems weird. But we had these things called pagers. How many remember pagers? Come on, you're dating yourself. Okay, so we had these pagers, beepers. And yeah, if you had a beeper, you had it going on. You know what I mean? You couldn't really do anything with it, but you know what I mean? But if you got a page or a beep, then you'd have to, you know what, find somebody with the phone or go to the, they had these things, they're called pay phones, okay? What's a pay phone? It were these things, and they were phones, believe it or not, and they were all over the cities, and you had to put change in them, and you, anyway. Way back, somebody say way back in the day. But if our pager would go off 777-7777, that meant go get in Pastor Bradford's office. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100, $200. Go immediately and boom, because he wants to talk to us. So the pagers would go off, boom, would be in his office. But I never, somebody say never. Never. I never went in his office without a pen and a paper. Why? Because he had created a DNA of when he was talking, it was important to what he was saying. And so I learned from the staff members who were staff members before I got here, or before I got there, and they said, Drew, don't ever trust us. Don't ever go in Pastor Bradford's office without a pen and without something to write on. Because if he sees you without a pen, something to write on, you will wish you had listened to us. Okay. Because when Pastor Bradford saw you without a pen and a pad, he thought you were too casual about what he was going to say. When he said something, he wanted you to write it down. I want you to write down, not so much what I say, but what the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you through the Word of God tonight. Amen. Does that make sense? And so discipline yourself. Say discipline yourself. Discipline yourself. To not just come in and listen. And I love you guys. I understand some of you, many of you have come from work. You know what? You just, you know what? You know, went by In-N-Out or Taco Bell and just threw something in your stomach, but you're here. And I respect that, and I honor you for that. But if we're going to be here, let's be here more purposeful. Does that make sense? So, two things. When you come in with a pad, with something to write on, and a pen or something, you're saying to the Holy, you're honoring, just like it was honoring Pastor, you're honoring the Holy Spirit saying, God, I believe you're going to speak to me tonight. Does that make sense? And what you're going to say is important for me to write down. Amen? You say, Pastor, but you've told us that already. I'm not changing. I'm not changing. I believe that there will be a day that this place will be packed. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. There will be a day that this place is packed. Amen. And there will be a day when the front seats are the most coveted seats. That's starting to happen right now. Amen. And there will be a day that people will so honor the Word of God that you won't dare come in this place without a pen and a something. Does that make sense? You say, Pastor, you're ripping on me because I don't have, I don't even know who, you know what I mean? I don't, but I am going to train you. Amen. I do understand I will sit before God one day and I will give an account, the Bible says in Hebrews, for your soul. And when he says, hey, did you tell them to write what I was saying down? What will I say? I told them a lot. Amen. Somebody say a lot. I kept on telling them. I even thought, oh, somebody's going to be mad at me. I said, I'm not going to walk in fear, man. Look at your neighbor, say, somebody loves a pastor. Amen. Okay, just side note, but important note. Be purposeful. Oh, I forgot to tell you. You remember more of your brain. Your brain remembers more of what you write down than what you just hear. Does that make sense? So I want you to remember. It's about coming, but it's about hearing. Somebody say hear. Hear. It's about coming, but then you have to hear it. And you have to hear it good enough to apply it. Come here. What's the next one? Do. Here, cheat sheets right on the wall, okay? Come here, then what? Do. Okay. All right. Have you found your place yet? In Romans chapter 12. Did I say chapter 12? Yes. Starting with verse 9. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Let's say that together. You say it. And say it again. Let's say it again, everybody. All right, let's say it again. All right, let's say it again together. What does hypocrisy mean? Hypocrisy is the practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform, comma, pretense. So you say you believe something, You might even think you believe something, but when you're doing, when people see what you're doing, they don't see a follow through in that. Okay? And God says, let love be without hypocrisy. How many know we spent a long time in this? God won't ask you to do something and then not empower you to do it. Amen? God won't send you to get a pizza that costs $8 if you only have $5. I mean, no, he'll give you another $3. He will not ask you. We need to get rid of this wrong thinking that God is just a trickster. He's going to ask us a bunch of stuff to do, but we have no... Are you kidding me? How many know you have the Holy Spirit lives inside you? And God's love is being poured out into you by the Holy Spirit. Is that not right? So, but let's make sure, let is an act of your will, that we let love, this is God's kind of love, be without hypocrisy, abhorring what is evil. That's what we talked about 2 weeks ago, abhorring what's evil. Abhorring is like, ugh. How many remember this sermon? Ugh. Way too much familiarity. Way too much association with evil. You know what? We have churches where they're, you know, we won't even say the word evil. Amen? No, how many know there is evil? Okay. So hate that. Cling to what's good. Somebody say, cling to what's good. Verse 10, be kindly affectionate with one another with brotherly love. Someone say brotherly love. Way too much unbrotherly love. Come on, say amen to this. You know. I'm not saying that you can't meet your spouse in church. I'm not saying you can't. Somebody say, I can.
I can.
Amen. But what I'm saying is, let's focus on what we need to be focused on church. Amen. In honor, giving preference to one another. Giving preference to one another. Now notice, look what it says. Go back, guys. In honor. Say in honor.
In honor.
See, when I will notice what is important to Carlos, and I will think about Carlos, I'm honoring Carlos. Does that make sense? When Carlos came, he you know what, was working in my office today, and I thought it was getting, you know what, it was about 10 o'clock, and I thought, you know what, I'm starting to get hungry. And I could have gone over and got, you don't want my own self something, and just ate it myself, been happy. But what I did is I thought, you know what? I bet you Carlos is hungry too.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Were you hungry?
Oh, yeah, hungry.
Was that a good breakfast? They have these breakfast croissant sandwiches. They're egg, cheese, and ham. Oh, man, it's so good. What? I bought them right at that donut shop. Yeah, that's a pretty good for a donut shop, huh? I can't find a better breakfast sandwich anywhere. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get one for Carlos. What am I doing? Here's what I'm teaching you. Listen, when I start to think, just not about me, but others. When I give and even, watch this, what God's calling us, even to give preference to that other person. You know what he calls it? He calls it honor. I heard one person say, if there was one thing, if I could only teach one thing in the church, man of God said this, if I could only teach one thing in a church, if God said, you can teach, but you can only teach one thing. He said, I knew immediately what I teach. He said, I teach honor. Because it is something that is so not taught in our society. It's such a void in our society. When you start caring about others, you start honoring other people. How many know the Bible says that as you measure, with the same measure that you measured out, it's going to be measured back to you. See, someone look at your neighbor and say, Satan's a liar. See, listen to me. God's system is different than the world system. The world's system, the Bible says, if all you think about is yourself, you're gonna, if you try to keep your life, you're gonna lose your life. Because there's a principle of reaping and sowing. The Bible says, if you sow sparingly, you're gonna reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Notice the correlation. The correlation with what you sow, the amount you sow, and the amount that you are able to get back. Does that make sense? And someone says, "Oh, you're just trying to manipulate." Listen, I didn't come up with any of this stuff. Amen. This is godly teaching from the word of God. Amen. Jesus said, with the same measure you measured out, that's how it's going to be measured back to you. You don't like that theology? You know what? Argue with Jesus. Amen. And can I tell you what? Watch it. When you start getting upset with somebody who tells you, you need to sow seed. Amen. That, let me tell you who that is. That's somebody who loves you. Amen. Amen. See, we live in a society, Satan's ripping us off. We don't under, I'm out at our society ripping the world off saying, no, be selfish. Look out for yourself. God says, you know what? Let me tell you what. You keep on looking out for yourself and your life is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Till all you're going to do is sit at home, watch TV. You know what? The pinnacle of arriving will be for you to sit home and be able to watch TV all day long and eat Doritos all day long. And you will think, and you know what? Ooh, I've accomplished something. You know what? And you're going to get to the end of your life and all there's going to be is nothing. God says, no. Here's what you want to do. You want to honor other people. Because if you honor other people, guess what? You're going to bless other people. And watch this, and side note, and what's going to happen to you? You're going to be honored. See, Satan will lie to you and say, no, nobody's going to take care of you. If you care about others, nobody's going to take care of you. You got to take care of yourself first. You're about to get ripped off, amen. Because all you're doing is, you know what? Can you imagine a farmer eating all his own seed? Well, I got it. You know, if you eat all the seed, you're gonna have nothing to sow, amen. That's what God says. If you keep your life, you're gonna lose it, amen. How many recognize this is true? How many of your life got better when you started to serve? Amen. How many life got better when you started to give? Amen. See, that's what God is saying. Honor. How do you honor? By giving preference. To not you. See, that's what Satan says. Give preference to you. That's not God's system. God's system. That's where the Bible says, lean not into your own understanding. Amen. How many know that to some extent, I'm not trying to be negative, but without godly wisdom and counsel, how many know we're not very smart people? left to our own. See, I didn't say you weren't smart, but listen, follow this, because the detail is really important. Left to your own devices, you will make a lot of stupid moves. That's why it's so important not to miss church. Amen? Why? Because your mind has to be renewed. You know what? And you learn a little bit over here, and you learn a little bit over here, and you learn a little bit Sunday, and you learn a little bit Wednesday, and you learn a little bit Sunday, and you learn a little bit Wednesday. And all of a sudden, all of a sudden you're acting different, and here's why. Because you're thinking different. Amen? All right. So we need to honor other people. We need to give them preference. And when we give them preference, we're honoring them. Amen? Amen. But how many know I got myself something to eat too today? Yeah. Amen. I'm just saying. You know what? Full disclosure, okay? Watch this. Look at verse 11. Not lagging in diligence. Say, not lagging in diligence. Okay, what are we talking about? God's saying, look, you want to talk about love? See, in the world, we do, love's how you feel. In God's definition, love is not only how you feel, it's how you act. Amen? So God's saying, you got to be diligent. You got to not be lacking in diligence. Somebody say diligence. Say diligence 5 times. Wow, that's hard, huh? Diligence. That means, how many know you got to stick with it? Amen? When before Shayla and Tyler and Megan were born, I was able to go golfing at least once a week. Sometimes I'd even go twice a week. And I'd go to the driving range. Okay? My friends still golf way more than me. But how many know over that period of time of going to the driving range, hitting the ball over and over again, you know, guess what? I could start to hit that ball pretty good. Why? Because I was diligent. Amen? Now, you know how many times I golf? I golf once a year. Amen? I am not diligent. I'm not a diligent golfer. Amen? You know what? And I go out there, and I told you, just duck, because you have no idea where the ball is going to go. Amen? Why? Because I'm not, you know, in love, God's saying, do the same thing. Don't just get up casual. Don't just allow, everybody say purpose. Be purposeful that you're going to be walk in love. Don't lack in diligence. Not lacking in diligence. You're not, you know what it is? You're consistent. You're not just kind to your wife, you know what, when she cooks you a good meal. Amen? Can you say amen to this? Amen? You're not like, oh, honey, you know what? I'm happy. You know, it's Monday. We're going to have a good day. And then you come home, you know, I'm mad now. And then next thing you're like, happy. And then you're you know what? Hey, no. You be diligent to love her. Amen? You love her on Monday. Amen? Come on, I feel a song coming on. Amen? Love her on Tuesday. Love her on Wednesday. Love her on Thursday. Love her on Friday. Every day. You know what? Every day, love your wife. Love your husband. Amen? Amen. Every day. Somebody say every day. Yeah, but he made me mad. He forgot. If my pastor, he forgot to empty the trash. And now, you know what? It's a whole, you don't understand how messed up we are when he forgets. Because now we got trash overflowing. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I missed that passage. Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, yes, it is right here. I see it right here. Oh, yes, right here. Wives, love your husbands except when they forget to empty the trash. I mean, no, that's false doctrine. Oh, I'm so mad. It made me so mad. Well, you, nobody makes you mad. You make a decision to be mad. Amen? Want me to prove it to you? Say it's a choice. How many ever been mad? Amen. You know what? The phone rings. What do? Oh, you know what? You know. All of a sudden, you're like, "Hello, hello." See, you choose your attitude. Amen. Choose not to be mad at your husband. Amen. Choose to forgive. Amen. See, be diligent. Amen. And men, empty the trash. You be diligent to empty the trash. Amen. Fervent in spirit. Somebody say fervent in spirit. What's fervent mean? It means to be passionate. It is this passionate intensity. Serving the Lord. How many know our first responsibility is to serve the Lord? I said, how many know our first responsibility is to serve the Lord? You know what, pastor, you know what, pastored thousands of people. And you know what, I learned this from him. You know what he said? He said, my first responsibility was to serve the Lord. Amen. Listen to me. Yes, we serve the Lord by serving others. How many know that's true? Why? Because God loves others. So when we love others, we're serving the Lord. Does that make sense? Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it's your responsibility to serve the Lord. Serve him what? You know what I mean? I don't understand. I can't make him some chimichangas and here, Lord, let me serve you. You know what I mean? No. You don't serve the Lord by cooking him some food. You serve the Lord by giving him a portion of your time. Amen. You don't understand. Jesus is nuts about you. Some of you know this story. When I was little, in kindergarten, you know, they gave you this clay. So you gave me this clay. You're supposed to make something out of it. You know, what a crazy thing. What do you think I'm in kindergarten. I don't know how to make not something out of clay. You know what I mean? What are you thinking? So, but they give you this clay, okay? And this is back in the day. I don't think they do this anymore. But you're supposed to make something out of clay, and then you paint it. When you paint it, it's like all the colors don't even, everything looks gray. But then they put it in the oven, and it, did anybody do this besides me? Okay, yeah, similar old school kid. So, you know what? So, you know, whatever. You know, I'm a kid. I'm not paying attention. I'm like, you know, they give me this thing, say, make something out of it. I'm like, what am I going to make out of it? You know, I think I'm, whatever I was doing, I was probably, you know what, playing with my shoe or something. You know, something really fun. You know what I mean? And the teacher's like, oh, okay, you're done. Yeah, so this is what you made? And I don't know what I did, just hit it four times or something, you know. And paint it. It's nothing. It's a glob of clay. What was it before I got it? A glob. What was it after? Just a squished glob, you know what I mean, with paint on it. Okay? Nothing. It was just so ridiculous. Okay? So, you know, 3 weeks later, I get it back, and then take it home. You know, here, Mom, here's my stupid glob of clay. My mom gave it to my grandparents years later. I'm in Bible college. I go over to my grandpa's house, and on his mantle what is on his mantle? That ridiculous glob of clay. What's that? Something. how he figured out that that would last. Yeah. How in the world that didn't make it into the trash can, I will never know. Except this, that I made it. Listen to me. Jesus made you. And you can argue all you want. Paul pointed out Sunday, you know what? The angels are scratching their head going, trip out how much God loves these people. And you can scratch your head all you want. You can act like you're, you know what, unworthy because you are. But you are worthy because God says you're worthy. Amen. You're. Listen. What puts the price on something? What puts a price on something? What? Sacrifice. But why is a yo-yo, you know what, $1.39 and a Mercedes-Benz is, you know, whatever? It is how much somebody is willing to pay for that that puts the value on whatever it is. Does that make sense? If there's less, you know what, when less people think gold is valuable, what happens to the value of gold? It goes down. When starts to be, you know what? I heard a commercial. They were like, "Oh, buy silver right now because all the solar people are using silver and it's going to keep on going up." See, when you start thinking that it's worth something, you're willing to pay more for it. I'm going to teach you some. You know why you need to recognize how special you are? Because God said, I'm going to pay Jesus for you. I'm going to send my son. Why am I saying all this? Here's what I'm saying. Because the Bible says, talking about love, here's what you have to do. You've got to be completely compassionate in your spirit to serve the Lord. Not a casualness, but a time that you set aside. Somebody say set aside. And say, here's what I'm going to do. 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 I am going to give God my time. Nobody else is going to get it. Not my iPhone. Not my emails. You can't text me. I am unavailable. Because what am I doing right now? I'm going to serve the Lord. See, we don't understand. We think serving the Lord is to become an usher or to come, you know what, work day. And how many know that is serving the Lord? But I would submit to you this, that the highest form of serving God is willing to spend some time with him, saying just worshiping him, just saying, God, I love you. You know, sometimes in the morning, I'll just get alone with God, and what we do, I'll just say this, God, I love you. 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 And there's something that happens as I start to repeat my expression of love to God that I start recognizing. You know what I start recognizing? This is deep. Are you ready? You know what I start recognizing? God, I love you. See, sometimes it's so beneficial for us. And in our society, we don't do this. We get in our car, turn on the radio. You know, when we get home, turn on the television. You know, when we lay in bed. Let me see what's going on. Right? They're saying that part of the problem in America productivity is that the millennials, you know what, will work at their desk, and when they work at their desk, the first thing they do is they put their phone right there. And so now there's not this focus on their work. They are constantly, anytime. You know, it's so, I mean, I just, if I get another call from a telemarketer. You know what? And I'm learning. But listen, there's a time in the morning that you need to get up a little early, set aside a time in the morning. Why in the morning? Is the morning more holy at night? No, and I've said this before. I really don't care what time you do it at. Why do I like the morning? I like the morning because it's first. And there's something really important about setting your day and saying, God. Does that make sense? When I just say this, when I just say, God, and I give him, and I'm spending a little bit more time on this than I intended to, but this is, I don't know who needs this. Maybe all of us need this. But there's something really, really important when you just set aside some time, you're ministering to him. And this is really, really important because this is what I used to do. Oh, gotta go. Listen, this is important for me to teach you this. Okay, so Robert comes up to intox me. Or Robert comes up and I say, oh, Robert. Gotta go. Okay, now how many know Robert can take that? He's like, oh, you know, oh, whatever I said, all the blah, 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 blah. He's gracious and he receives all that, blah, blah. So he comes up to me next week. Robert, did I tell you? Gotta go. Boom. And every time, listen, I do spend some time with Robert, but the time I spend, it's only one direction. And it's me telling Robert what I think. How many know at some point in time, Robert's going to come up to me and go, or Robert's going to just scratch his head and go, wait a minute. He's going to feel like this relationship is weird because I'm the only one doing the talking. Does that make sense? As I started to develop my relationship with God, God taught me something. He taught me this principle, and here's what it was. I learned to tell God all kinds of things. Can you tell God your needs? Absolutely. Does he care about you? Absolutely. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you're going through. Absolutely. But when you're done, don't walk away having not given him a chance to talk back to you. Can I tell you what's the most special time in my morning time with God? It's not when I talk to him. It's when he talks to me. Listen. I didn't say it's not special when I talk to him. I love talking to God. And you know what the primarily thing that he tells me when he talks back to me? Here, take a wild guess, the almost thing that he says to me, more than any other thing that he tells me. Hey, Drew, I just wanted to let you know, I love you. I've had God tell me he loves me over and over. And the same thing. Drew, I love you. Drew, I just want to let you know I love you. Drew, I love you. Drew, I love you. Drew, I love you. He just said it over and over, over and over and over. See, I'm different. I believe this. Amen. I see God speaking to people. I believe God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know. Listen, you can make fun of me. You can call me some crazy Pentecostal. You can say whatever you want to say. But let me tell you what. God speaks to me all the time. Amen? Because you know what? God is a relational God. Amen. Of course. I am the center of his affection. I am the reason why he had Jesus Christ go to the cross. He loves me. He loves hanging out with me. And he tells me, here's what I want you to do. I want you in your, oh, I'm walking in love. I'm walking in love. I'm walking in love. Here, do me a favor. Don't be hypocritical. Let's put it, can I put it together? We'll close with this. Can I put it together? Don't be hypocritical. Talking about love, talking about love, talking about love. Hey, will you love me? Will you serve me? Will you spend some time with me? Will you hang out with me? Are you too busy? Because let me tell you what. The best time in my day is the time I spend with God. And I would say this quite humbly. I would say this. I believe many Christians, maybe even most Christians, have no idea. Have no idea. And I'm just telling you. You know what? You, Pastor, I'm not hypocritical. All right. Then give God some time. Because God says, when you don't give him time, when you're too busy to serve him, let me tell you what he calls that. He calls that hypocrisy. But put it back in the context of what he's talking about. What did he start by saying? You know what? Let this love, when you're going to walk in love, make sure you're not hypocritical. Amen? Somebody learn something today? Is this making sense? Father, help us to care about others. Help us to be diligent. Help us to honor other people. Help us to be passionate in spirit. And God, help us to be mindful of you, mainly. Help us to be mindful of you. Help us not to be so busy in our productivity that we forget the most important thing. Father, we love you. I thank you for every person that's came here today. I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to them and that they will go home thinking a little different than they thought when they first came in. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.